Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and welcome to the weekly conversation, the Thursday edition on The Man with the Mic, Kyle. Welcome to the conversation, folks. What a wonderful conversation. Kellyanne Conway, the first woman to successfully do a presidential campaign. You never hear about it because you got too many whiny crybabies that want their therapy pony in their safe space. And I believe this media in this world is enabling them. They're not helping them. They're not making it better. They're making it worse. Also, Charles Krauthammer is basically like, Trump should withhold funding from sanctuary cities and universities and all this. What do I think about that? I'll get into that. Also, a Christian bakery was bullied by a liberal labor commissioner, Brad Avakin, who was defeated by Republican Dennis Richard in a bid. See, people are waking up in a big way. They are, folks. Also, Bobby Kaufman explained on Fox and Friends why he started the Suck It Up Buttercup Bill. And I'm like, yes, sir. I'll get into that in the English Premier League and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. Psalms 9. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. Think about that as you're going through your evening today. And thank you for tuning in to the conversation that you're a part of. What? I mean, wow. What a couple days. Kellyanne Caldwell said it best. You know, they're enabling these people. You know, we're going to have like a therapy dog and ponies, and we're going to give them like, oh, you know, cocoa and blankets. And hello, this is Jason from Insecurity. We got people on the way with blankets and cocoa. South Park fans will remember that. Insecurity. No, this thing went off again, damn it. Oh, that's remember that episode? I remember. Oh yes, the South Park fans, they remember. Because I remember. This is hilarious. I mean, seriously, they're enabling people. You know? I think if Hillary Clinton gets a participation certificate, maybe it'll help things out. I don't get it. I'm just really emotional right now. And I'm actually working on this thing, and I'm not going to do it tonight because I don't have it written out fully. But man, I'm not a Cubs fan, but I'm glad they won the World Series. You know, if anyone was going to win, I hoped it was them. Even if Cleveland won the two cities, yeah, it would have been great for either of them. But they do a song, I guess, written several years ago called Gubs, Go Cubs Go, and I want to do like a Go Trump Go. And, you know, so when I get it completed and stuff, if I can find an instrumental version of Go Cubs Go, I'm going to do it. It's going to be funny. But, yeah, I might come up with a Go Obama Go, like leave office type thing. We got to come together as Americans, folks. And I'm tired of all these, well, that's hypocritical coming from a conservative that was bashing Obama. You can bash Trump all you want, but these people that are blocking interstates and protesting, and half of them aren't even voters or even voted. You know, these people that are these liberals that are putting swastikas on churches and trying to blame conservatives. And, you know, show us where, I want to see video of conservatives stealing Obama signs. You won't. Show us pictures of us. There might be one picture of someone stealing a Clinton sign, maybe. And there's probably a liberal just trying to, you know, all these people were booby-trapping their Trump signs because other Trump people were taking their signs. I don't think so. That's not how this world works. Yeah, I basically went off on Obama because his national paper said our native-born son becomes the leader of the free world. Gee. Native-born son. That would sound like to me like they're bragging that their nationally born citizen became an American citizen and he is now president. It doesn't sound to me like, let me see here, like they call him their native born son, even though he really wasn't born there. Even Michelle Obama on many occasions said, you know, we went back to Africa to Barack Obama's home country of Kenya. But then liberals go, oh, yeah, well, there are people that say this is my home, even though I wasn't born there. But, you know, when the national papers and all that say he's their native-born son, kind of have to believe that over MSNBC. But we just didn't like the fact that they were trying to run this country into the ground. Hillary Clinton was going to be 4 years of Barack Obama policies, four more, and the people didn't want it. I think she's just a whiny, bitter bitch, excuse my French, because she had all these people helping her, and it didn't pan out. I think she's, I don't know if you remember when Mitt Romney was going against Obama and, oh, that was, you know, when he took it like a man. Yeah, I lost. I mean, he should have been more like a man and stood up to Obama and said some things. But when Karl Rove that election night, it's like, Romney can still win. He's flipping out. That's what reminds me of Hillary. And I guess there have been reports leaked from a CNN person who was told to nip this in the bud, where I guess the night of the election, Hillary was bombed out of her mind. She was violent. And in the processes of all this, they literally put sedatives in her drinks to calm her down. Since her press conference, we don't believe she's left the house. She looked like death warmed over. And I'm not trying to brag about that. That is just fact. And I have to agree with this one guy that believes that Hillary Clinton was very medicated up. It was a doctor that came out and he said, I'm just a medical doctor. And I believe she was medically doped up to be able to do this last part of the election. And I think now that she's not going to be in the public eye as much, they're not going to do as much medically for her, except for what's absolutely necessary, and they believe she's going to deteriorate very fast. Yeah, I mean, so, and I don't get it, folks. I just don't get where these, but the colleges are enabling them. You can actually skip class in New York in college to go protest Trump. I don't understand. If that's not enabling, you know, here, we're going to give you blankets and cocoa. You just go cry. Folks, let me tell you something. Do you think the power company, if the power goes out, is going to send someone over with blankets and cocoa? Hell no. They're going to be like, yeah, no, your meter's working fine. You just didn't pay the damn bill. No, you didn't pay your damn effing bill. That's why the power's turned off. They need to wake up and realize not everyone wins. Well, you didn't. I didn't get the job. Where's my blankets and cocoa? I don't know what's gonna. Oh my god! And I think the greatest video is that one lady that Sean Hannity found recently, where she's like, "I'm gonna commit suicide. I swear to God, I need ambulance. I'm gonna die." Oh, and she's like, "Oh, I watched that until about what myself." It's, I don't understand this generation. They don't want any. They want everything given to them. They want everything handed to them. They don't want to work for it. They don't want to earn it. They don't want to fight for it. I should be able to say whatever I want, and you should have to shut your mouth because you're a conservative. And then these kids, and half of them didn't even vote, are demanding that the university become a sanctuary city for illegals. Really? Remember Kate Steinway? Yeah, she was murdered by a guy who was in Los Angeles and in California and in San Francisco, who San Francisco authorities wouldn't do anything, wouldn't detain or anything for ICE, because they're a sanctuary city, even though he was a violent criminal. I don't get it. I just don't understand. So, like, all I have to do is, so, like, if someone comes into this country from Russia and they're a multiple felon, they go to the sanctuary city, they're fine. Child molesters, they're going to be fine. As long as they go to the sanctuary city, they can't do anything to me because I'm an illegal person from Germany, but I've molested 75 kids, but they can't do anything because I'm in a sanctuary city. You going to be kidding me? Put that in your pipe and light it up and see what happens. We can't force these illegals to go back. I don't get this. I don't understand this logic that you have people protesting against Trump with Mexican flags. What's that about? Why would you cut? Okay, if you're waving the Mexican flag, then go back to Mexico. You should say, yes, I have Mexican descent in me, but I come to this country for a better life. I don't get it. You know, my ancestors came here, and you know what? You pucker up, buttercup, because if you don't know English, forget it. You're on your own. You know, and that's where this world is. It's just, I don't understand, you know. Oh, we're going to make everything. It's like, oh, who cares about veterans? They just died for our freedom. And you want to have all these illegals given everything? I don't understand. This is pretty funny. Dear Democrats, for 8 years we put up with your crappy choice of a president. We complained, but we accepted it. You are showing us that you are weak, spoiled, and inferior because you do not have the integrity to do the same thing. We disagreed with Obama, and we did protest Obamacare, but we accepted them, and we complained, but we didn't do what you guys were doing. Americans are so tired of weakness. That's why we had Urkel for the last 7 years, and now we want John Wayne. And the overwhelming majority of, as I've been going through, and a lot of people have been looking at the election data, you know, like breaking down the election data. We've been looking at it. I haven't, you know, many people have. The majority of people that voted for Trump tried Obama. It's not like, okay, it's all Tea Party conservatives that said, okay, we're just going to go for Trump. No, there are a lot of them voted for Obama and didn't see any change and saw Hillary Clinton as four more years of hell. And I think Trump should defund countries, I mean, you know, counties and cities and stuff that want to be a sanctuary city. Well, we're not gonna there ain't gonna be no pity party. If somebody is an illegal and you harbor him in that city and a bomb goes off and he's responsible, don't come crying to us. Yeah, this is great. It's by Kelly Lucas. It goes to all the poor souls who are outraged, offended, and triggered by the outcome of this election. Now there's a safe zone for you to go to. It's called Mexico. You know, it's. I actually saw, like, and I said this, like, last week. There was a lady that, like, a big Canadian that's like, we don't want you Americans here. But now all of a sudden all these celebrities are not going anywhere.
Do you really think they're gonna leave?
Nope, not at all. There are great like-minded people out there who are Americans first and Republicans or Democrats second. I hope the president-elect does such a great job that I vote for his re-election in 4 years, Tom Hanks. And that's when a lot of people are at the point like, hey, we're tired of the Republican-Democrat going back and forth. We want to have someone that's different. They tried different from the left, Obama, and it didn't work. You know? You know, some people's idea of free speech is that they are free to say what they want, but if anyone says anything back, that is an outrage. That was Sir Winston Churchill, you know your history. You know, that's how it is. Oh, we want you to express your opinion unless it's conservative, and then they want to shut you up. Well, this is nuts. I want to get into this story because this is what really gets me, this story right here. In West Virginia, they have a play with the elementary school kids and like third and fourth graders and stuff, and you know. None of them, when they do this, like, Thanksgiving play, do they do WKRP in Cincinnati's Turkey Drop. Nothing fun, you know? Because this God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly. Nothing cool, but they would. Kids wouldn't understand it. But parents would laugh. But anyways, at the end of it, this autistic kid was going to go, gobble, gobble, gobble. And right before he's given an opportunity, the teacher whips the mic out. And of course, it's not malice. There's no malice intent. She didn't mean to. Well, then you would have just let him do it. And the parents are outraged and want the teacher fired and all this. And that's where this world's coming to, you know. Go off on anyone that's different. It's just sad because the parents are like, you show me how there's no malice there when she makes sure 100% that he can't get to the mic in time. And that's your teacher? I'd be like, well, okay, well, that's, I don't know what I'm saying, man. I'd be like, okay, well, my son's not going to be in that class anymore, so Sayonara. Sayonara, Sodom. I just don't understand. Because in my generation, they wouldn't have put up with that. I mean, there probably wasn't the tools they have now to help these kids. So they might have been in like a special class. You know, where now they can integrate them into a normal classroom and they can do pretty good. So. It's just one of those things, folks, that I don't understand. The boat left and I didn't get on, and now I'm in a land where nothing's what I grew up on. I mean, instead of cracking down on American patriotism, how about cracking down on people who desecrate the American flag? How about more discipline and less capitalization? Is that too much to ask from a public school these days? Students told not to fly Old Glory over fears of post-election backlash. There is trouble brewing in a Lincoln, Nebraska, where students at a public school were told they cannot fly the American flag. It's just ridiculous. There is trouble brewing in Lincoln, Nebraska, where students at a public school were told they cannot fly Old Glory, aka the American flag, because it might spark some sort of post-racial, you know, election backlash or whatever, because you have the American flag, you have to support Trump. Well, you'd have to, because the Hillary supporters were with her, not with the, you know, when you had people that tried to interrupt Trump, they chanted USA, not Trump. You know, most people who voted for Trump want America back. It's about America. It's not about Trump. He is 1/317,000,000th of a percent. Several of my astute readers sent me a link to a story, you know, about this, and it was in the journal, and, you know, and safety concerns and all this crap. On Veterans Day, someone pulled Old Glory off a flagpole on a student's pickup truck at a career academy. It's unclear who was responsible for desecrating the flag, but the owner of the truck was concerned about potentially disruptive climate because he has an American flag. I don't understand how you live in a country and you can't do stuff with the with your nation's flag because it's going to offend someone. See, and if that was my kid, I'd be like, huh, okay, well, that flag is staying up there. Okay. I've got it booby-trapped, so if you try to touch any part of that flag or any part of that pole, you're going to be electrically shocked. It's enough to potentially kill you. So, yeah. That's why I'm glad they aren't protesting in my city, because I'd run them mothers over. Get a job. Do something. Oh, but you just want everyone to just go along with everything and come together when you didn't for Obama. No, we didn't really come to, we didn't protest and riot. We complained, but we didn't do all this crap that they're doing.
America, you can complain. That's why we have election every 4 years for change. But you complain. You don't riot,
loot,
and destroy.
Yeah.
I need a safe space.
Yep. I remember when Obama won and I had to go to my safe space. It was called my job the next day and work. As I've said, the more we see the election results, the more we see people waking up and seeing the light. That's why when you study these election results, you come to find out many things. That the blacks didn't come out and vote like they did for Obama, like they should have for Hillary, and she wanted to get in. You see that a lot of the people that voted for Trump voted for Obama at least at one point, whether it was the first or second time, and they saw no change. And you look at the demographics, it's like, it's only scattered areas that are mainly Hillary. And it's just, I guess I've talked a lot about this, but I'm just trying to rack my brains around the fact that these people, they don't get it. What am I going to do now? I'm going to actually have to get a job, and I'm going to have to work, and I'm going to have to pay for my own school. Yep, suck her up, buttercup. I mean, in Oregon, there was a Christian bakery where the owners were being harassed and bullied by a labor commissioner, Brad Avakian, who was defeated by Republican Dennis Richards in his bid to be Secretary of State in their area. He lost because people, even on the left, are seeing the hypocrisy in some of this. I couldn't see refusing a wedding cake for a gay couple. I need the money. I'm going to do it. But you should have the right to say, hey, that's against my religious beliefs. I'm not going to take a baby that if it was born prematurely can live and scramble its brains and kill it. You know, you should have the freedom in all aspects. I mean, you probably shouldn't go to Hobby Lobby and try to get a job if you're not really a Christian, because they're a Christian-based store. They're closed Sunday, allow their employees time for family and worship. Where I work, we're very Catholic-based, and they've actually dropped insurance because there are things that the insurance covered that Catholics don't believe in, and the sisters refused to do that. So they got insurance that didn't cover that. And if you don't agree with that, then you need to, probably not a place for you to be working. You know, if you go to work for somebody that is a Mormon, he's probably going to have some things he does with his religion. And you either suck it up and accept it, or you move on and you find something else. That's, you know, if you're offended by a political post, move on.
Keep scrolling.
Keep scrolling. But he was, it's like, because the people had spoken, they're like, okay, you know, they understand, even some of my left friends understand that you should have the right to do what you want. You know, you should have the right. Not that, well, if you pass this bill, it's going to discriminate. No, it's not. If I don't want to make a cake for someone, I shouldn't have to. If I want to, I can. It works both ways. But this nation that we're living in, where you can't even wave Old Glory, well, you're going to offend somebody, and you don't want someone to get offended because you have an American flag, and meh. I'd be taking down the flag if they're having the flagpole out in front of the school. You can't take that down. You're telling me to take down my American flag on my car? You're going to be taking down that flag. Mr. Double Standard. And I said, who is going to be offended by the American flag? Because if they're offended by the nation's flag, then they obviously shouldn't be here. Kate Steinle's death, think about that. That was because somebody was here illegally in a sanctuary city that didn't care about our rules or our laws, and they went to a place where they knew they wouldn't have any trouble getting away with whatever they wanted to. And it's not going to get any better if you just allow all these cities to become sanctuary cities. And where does university, let alone a nation, have an obligation to illegals? Now since like 20,000 people just started hanging around their campus because they don't work and they're illegals, now we're going to have to give them education. And it's racist if you don't think they should get free education. Well, you don't give it to vets, have to pay in some form. Everything vets are given, it's not free. You know, just how it works. But I mean, this is how far this nation has come. And I've talked about this, but I'm going to get into some other things I found. There's some robot catalog from like the 50s or 60s where it has the family around and they're all holding shotguns and stuff. Liberals would lose their mind. I remember in 1982, one of my friends, her mom got us candy cigarettes and his uncle lit them with a lighter. People would lose their mind if you saw a grandfather taking a lighter and lighting a candy cigarette of a kid. They would flip and lose their freaking mind. I mean, there was like a JCPenney's catalog where it had like kids holding up guns and stuff. You would never see stuff. They would lose their mind on some of the stuff. I remember when they used to, when I was like 11 years old, 10 years old, 9 years old, in the JCPenney's catalog, they used to have girls model the bras and stuff. Now, could you see getting, not that they would have like a Sears or JCPenney's catalog, but having like a 10-year-old and a pair of panties and a bra showcasing what they look like? They go ballistic. Well, that was 100% acceptable. Oh, I know. Yeah, when I grew up, it's like, here, have a shot. My mom grew up with, here's a shot of whiskey, you got a headache. There you go. Not now. Not now. But this is one good thing I've heard about it. Is, I guess what Obama's, when he leaves office, thank God, Trump said that on day one he's gonna eliminate the individual mandate for healthcare. So Obamacare is still gonna be there. There's just gonna be no individual. So you're not forced to pay for it or have to buy it. And he's doing that. That way they can go from that way the plan, that way if you need the insurance or can pay for it, you can have that option until him and his team that he comes up with the best solution for this healthcare crisis. And I think that's a smart thing. You know, I really do, because that way you can say, hey, he's not repealing it until there's a solution. That way, you know, I think he's going to try to do things to where they really can't nab him, to where they can't go out and say, what do you mean? I just took away the individual mandate, so you're not forced to buy it. And then when we figure out something, because like a lot of these liberal networks are losing their mind. Well, crap. We thought he was going to cut everyone off of insurance, and day one it was going to go bye-bye and all this, and the world's coming to an end. No one's going to have health care, none of this. And that's not what he said, and that's not what he's doing. He's just going to get rid of the individual mandate so that you're not forced to pay for it. And then when they come up and they find a system that will work for everybody, which he's been very, very instrumental in wanting to put a single payer healthcare system in this country, which I don't want, but we'll see. You know, unfortunately, I'm a Trump supporter, but I'm not going to blow smoke up his butt with everything he does. There's things I'm going to go, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? You know, there's talk about putting Chris Christie in his cabinet. No way. I don't want that. I don't like Chris Christie. And I don't think he would have had a shot in heck if he would have taken Chris Christie. Anyways, just one of those things. Trump actually goes and speaks with Mitt Romney, and I think because Mitt Romney was one of the like basically dissed on Trump big time. And what this is saying is it speaks volumes, because a lot of people thought Trump was just going to be, I'm only going to have my leaders on me and we're going to have to figure out everything on our own, when he's starting to look at people and say, hey, I want to consider you for possibly a cabinet position to help me learn.
See, that's the thing I've said about Trump from day one. He doesn't assume he knows everything.
No, he doesn't.
People seek advice. Him and Ben Carson have said the same thing about both. They will seek advice. They don't think they know everything.
Yipper. And that's why Trump's so successful. You know, he doesn't try to be the executive chef. And when he goes, okay, I need to have the best person for the job run this kitchen and whatever. And that's what he's doing. He's like, well, you know, you have more experience in this. You know, he's not going to Ben Carson and saying, well, how do we defeat ISIS? You're a brain surgeon. No, he's going to a general and say, what can we do to put this problem at rest. I mean, when you think about it like this, I see this a lot, and I can see this because I honestly say, well, I was watching The Five, and Greg was on there, and he's like, well, I honestly see anthrax and drones, and they fly, they have people in this country that are flying drones around that have some sort of biological agent in it that they're spraying into the air that gets around and wreaks havoc on all of us. And that's not a far stretch. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not saying like 100%, but I mean, how easy would that be? They used to be on CBS News. They would show you how easy it is to contaminate the water supply, or how easy it is to, all you have to do is do this and you'd shut off the grid for like 3/4 of Ohio, parts of Michigan, Indiana, and like 4 other states. You know? It's enough. I mean, a lot of these things that people said, oh, you conspiracy theorists, have come true. And that's where we're headed. And it's nice to see people waking up. And taking, okay, yeah, this is going on. This is happening. We have to do something. I mean, the Toilet Safety Administration, the TSA, hasn't caught one person, not even Mr. Hankey. And we're going to rely on them to be policing our airports? Well, you're discriminating because you want to vet people. Well, unfortunately, with Muslims, you have two types of Muslims. You have the standard Muslim and you have the extremist. The extremist believes that any Muslim that's not wanting to cut the head off a Christian or kill an infidel isn't Muslim enough and they'll get killed. So you have to vet people. You have to vet. Because I'm... No offense, but when you have 1,000 Muslims, you need to have the majority of Muslims coming out and standing out in solidarity and saying, hey, we will not tolerate this. We will not stand for this. Because the extremists are just like the regular Muslim. The only difference is they don't like our way of life. They don't like... They want to behead us. They hate Christians. They hate Jews. Yes, and it is. It's the extremists that are the ones that are causing the problems. But unfortunately, they're not going to stand out like a sore thumb. You're not going to sit there and go, okay, ding, 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 ding. He's a terrorist. ding, ding, ding. He's just a regular Muslim. I mean, you know, just because he's a, you know, it's like to catch a predator. You can't look at him and go, well, wow, okay. Yeah, now I know what a predator looks like. You can't look at a terrorist and go, okay, yep, he's, you know, he could be from any country, even America. He could be a Christian and just believe that God wants me to kill people. Well, James Clapper, the director of National Intelligence, has given his 2-week notice. And at the end of his term, he's resigning. And I think a lot of people are going to say, okay, like the house, like there's going to be house cleaning before Trump even gets elected. And I think it's, we need that. You know, you change diapers often for the same reason that these congressmen and senators should be changed. We have all these different people that stay in Washington for 20 and 30 years for what? You know, to negate someone having ultimate power, we sit there and we take and what do? We have term limits for presidents. Why not for other members? Why not for the director of national intelligence and for congressmen and senators in these positions in Washington? Why don't we have, I don't get it. Why don't we have term limits for all this stuff? To limit their power. I just don't understand. I mean, it's sad that I want to get into this really quick because State Representative Bobby Kaufman, a Republican from Iowa, was on Fox and Friends and said that why he's putting forth the Suck It Up Buttercup bill. Because in the real world, you don't have ponies and stuff. And I really didn't. I talked a lot about what's going on, but not his bill basically wants to, you know, hey, we're going to cut funding to places. You know, hey, this is taxpayer money. And taxpayer money should not be made to go and put safe spaces in and to make these sanctuary cities and to, and there should be harsher penalties for people that block the road. What they should do is they should say, okay, we're going to have this blocking the road law. If there are people and you can knowingly prove that they're blocking the road, you have the legal right to run their ass over. And that would solve everything because the smart people would get out of the way and the dumb ones would just sit there and get run over. Problem solved. You would think. I mean, you would hope they'd get out of the way when a 2000 Ford Mustang's going 180 miles an hour down the road and slams into them. You'd think they'd want to get out of the way. It wouldn't be 180, but yeah. I think it's like 140 is the max mine goes. But I'm just saying, I mean, it's ridiculous that we have to have a bill that's up for legislative vote because people are whining and complaining and crying. I'm sorry I bring this up a lot, but I guess I'm a solver. I'm a fixer, and I don't understand this. How do you, you know, where did we get to this point where everyone whines and complains and pisses and moans about their candidate not winning? But I can accept that. I can accept that. But I can't accept universities that take my tax dollars and buy them ponies and support dogs and Play-Doh and cupcakes and candy canes and Light Bright and whatever else. I don't know. I'm just a fixer and a solver and I can't. You know, I'm used to being in the kitchen. Well, how do you solve this problem? How do you serve these people with this much space? And okay, we're going to have to do this ahead of time and get this ready and do this. Because I did catering, and I'm like, we went up and looked because they're going to do this big wedding for like 400 people at this winery, and went up there and we looked, and because we didn't have, I think we had camera phones, but they were like back in the day when you could take like 40 photos and that was it, and then you had to delete after 40 and they were horrible, so they weren't worth taking anyways. But anyways, I had a mental picture of this kitchen, and when we got back, you know, we're going through stuff, went to this restaurant, different things, and getting something to eat, come back and put that note in my memory folder. And when we're getting to the day to do it, because we had to take all the stuff from Lafayette and go to Indianapolis to do this. And of course, I am the man that's in charge of making sure, sitting in the back of the van, no seatbelt, making sure that nothing falls over, the cakes don't, nothing. So. And when we did this, I got there and Brandon's like, "What are you cooking this stove for?" And he was going mad. He was ripping me a new a-hole. And I'm like, "We need to do those up there." I'm like, "We won't have the time. There's no space up there." And then when we got up there and we started working, he goes, pulled me aside. He goes, "Oh, I'm going to apologize. I'm sorry for what I said this morning. You were right. We wouldn't have been able to do it. We'd have been screwed." I'm like, "That's why we went up here to check out this kitchen to know what we'd have. Would we have the ovens? Will we have to bring something? To know what kind of stuff we would have, because we're going an hour away. And this is a satellite kitchen." You know, and that's what you have to do. You have to look and say, okay, not now. Kids today, nope, not today. They don't know how to think for themselves. They don't know how to do anything. And I know someone very close to me that, you know, can't get dressed without someone helping her, because she has to know what the weather is. She has to know what time it is. You know, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? Is it going to this? And I don't understand the kids these days. You know, I grew up in a different era, and it tells. You know, it's just crazy. It is. We got a whole world of spoiled brats that don't know how to deal with anything. You want to shape these kids up, put them all in culinary school. They can be shaped up in 5 minutes. You know, your apron ain't ironed correctly, or this ain't right. They're taking you up to the ironing board, and you're taking off your pants, and you're ironing when tour groups going by. I know I've had to do that. But you learn. How do you learn when you're just handed stuff on a silver platter? I'm going to respect something like that purple Luna guitar I have. I respect it because I paid for it through gift cards and savings. But I earned it, and I take care of it. And when I take the strings off, and when I'm going to restring them, I'm going to polish it and dust it off and clean the frets. And if I need to, take some steel wool and, you know, clean it up. But I earned it. I mean, I grew up when I played YMCA baseball, we got these little participation trophies that are real tiny things, like 1 inch, 2 inch big, with like a baseball glove and a baseball guy, like a guy at bat. We didn't want that. We wanted the huge trophies. We knew a difference. We were smart enough. I might have to try to find this. I might have to, because I liked the original MacGyver episodes. I may have to watch one episode for one reason, because I want to see if it's even close to like the original MacGyver, and if they have to have warnings on it that says, "Do not try this at home." Because I guarantee you, nowadays, kids would try this stuff. If you had Looney Tunes on now, you would have to put a warning. Don't try to take your pet and tie him to a bottle rocket and let it off. Because they would try it. That's where this world is. You know, because it's sad, because they would try. I mean, they would sit there while Tom and Jerry, they hit each other over the head with frying pans and they survived. Now your daughter's in a coma. Think about that, son. Your daughter's in a coma and she probably will never come out of it. Well, they didn't have a warning on the front of Tom and Jerry that says that if you hit each other with pots and pans, that you know, they come right back. Folks,
this is a cartoon. It's not real. That's why Bart Simpson looks the same pretty much today as he did on the Tracy Ullman show back when they did short skits in 1987.
Wow. And I hope people get it. I know most of the people that listen to my program understand. It's sad that we have to do like two shows practically on the subject. You're not going to get everything in life. I was disappointed. I didn't get one of those big trophies, but the only thing about getting the big trophy was only one person would probably, it'd probably go to one person and then he would have it at his house and, you know, and that'd be that. It's probably the, no, this was a YMCA thing where they had like a youth league. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I just wondered because we didn't get it, but we tried. You know, we gave it the old college try. And when I mean college try, it's not having blankets and cocoa and whining. It was actually doing your best. You know, what does Disney Pixar say? They embrace failure because if you're not failing, then you're not trying enough. I'm going to move on now to some English Premier League. Because this is going to be interesting because at this weekend's matchup at Old Trafford with Jose Mourinho and Arsene Wenger is going to be interesting because Jose Mourinho has never lost to Arsene Wenger in Premier League play. And it's going to be interesting. Because there's a lot of players in Man United that are injured. And as you look into it, Jose Mourinho kind of wants to have answers of why, you know, some of these injuries that they've had, like ankles and stuff, aren't something that should be occurring. You know, a lot of the time, some of these injuries that they've had, some of the players, it's not one of these things where, you know, if you have a lot of injuries, then you got to go to your strength and conditioning coaches and say, hey, what's going on? Why are injuries happening that for the most part can happen, but a lot of times are preventable? You know, because he didn't do much to negate him having this much of an issue. But that's why you got to have a strong depth and range in football so that when, you know, if Wayne Rooney's out, for example, or Zlatan Ibrahimovic is out, you can put someone in their place. We're in sixth place with 18 points, with Liverpool being in first with 26 points. And I think after Christmas, you'll really see, because I thought Arsenal would be like maybe sixth or seventh. You know, we might be third or fourth. But Arsenal has 24 points and they're in fourth. And usually, like I've talked to a bunch of supporters of the Gunners, and they're like, yeah, don't worry. Come Christmas, we'll just start. After Christmas, we'll just go downhill like we always do. You know, hey, we're at the top for a little while. I'm like, don't give up hope. I mean, you can't give up hope, no matter who your manager is. You know, imagine if the Cubs fans gave up hope. No, they stood behind their the lovable winners for how many hundreds of years? See, I think now the Cubs are going to have to extend their losing streak between World Series is even bigger than 108 games. Just kidding. But, you know, I mean, I'm a supporter of my team. And, you know, and I think like a couple of my friends that are Gunners fans, you know, fans of Arsenal, they're just like, you know, I think come January, the end of January, we'll have a better idea where these teams stand and, you know, we'll have some games under the belt and hopefully some of these injuries will kind of go down and... So, it's interesting. And I think this might be a good chance for Vingegaard to get a victory just because we have several players that are, that like Wayne Rooney didn't play for the national team. He's trying to get his strength back up and stuff. And Mourinho wants to look, okay, why are some of these injuries that normally wouldn't sideline someone, why are they sidelining some of my star players? You know, if there's something there, you know, is there something there that we didn't see, and this little thing that was unseeable, it made it like this and worse. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. And, you know, I got about 2 minutes or so left in the program, and I really want to thank you all for tuning in wherever you are. And I think it's going to be good to see Austin Vinga and Jose Mourinho go at it again. And, you know, we just have to see if a lot of these injuries are going to plague Man United or not. So, it's just hard to believe, like, the NASCAR season's almost over. And, you know, Carl Edwards and Jimmy Johnson and Joe Johnson and Joe... I want to see Joey because it'd be the first one. You know, Jimmy Johnson's one. I mean, it would be great if he won because he'd only be three that have 7 titles. But then if you ever talk to Dale Sr., he would say, you know, if Alan Kowicki would have stayed alive or Tim Richmond, he might not have had 7. Tim Richmond was incredible. And, you know, Davey Allison. Got about 60 seconds left, folks. And thank you all so much for tuning in. And just remember, folks, this is your country. You can make it great if you want to. You can stand up to the government and say, hey, we wanna less government. We wanna do this. Okay. How can we here's an abandoned place that's all solid concrete, all ready to go. How can we turn this into a place where we can fix it up for vets to live? How can we want to do this? What do we have to do to ensure that can happen? But all this legislation now, they probably get like fined if they did that. And with the firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, our lives, our fortunes, and sacred honors, until next Tuesday, goodbye and God bless.